Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe presents The Hidden Fly Speak, feature open mic, part six, Vic. This is a celebration of body positivity, curves, beautifully, incredibly beautiful people who are of larger size, and why not? More importantly, it is an open mic, so we are here for the celebration, and also, because it is this week, it is also my birthday week, and traditionally, I used to do a birthday show, but no, I wanted to do this instead. We can celebrate the birthday later, but it is the kid's birthday. On Friday, holler at me, shout me out, whatever you want to do. So I'm actually going to accept good tidings, whatever, even cash apps. I don't care. Normally, I just like, nah, I run from it. I'm going to actually sit here and actually take it this year. It's going to be good. Now, I had to switch some things up, had to do some things a little bit differently. We're going to continue our tradition of featuring four features during last week, because it just works out and you get four different flavors. Now, these poets that are coming up, listen, when I say dope, I mean dope, but it's fly speak. You just have to expect it. When I say incredible, I mean incredible. When I say fly, I mean fly. When I say they speak, they speak. They got that language. They flaunt that new style of speak. They come through like they're supposed to. Now, if you're listening now, all right, and you want to participate because it is an open mic, please make sure that you hit one. If you do not hit one, don't expect me to come and get you. Don't inbox me. Don't be like, yo, whatever, unless you have a particular problem with your phone and those people who do know how to reach me. Now, if you have any commentary towards any poets, make sure that you place it on the event page. It's run by the very lovely, incredibly beautiful, incredibly meticulous, but dope as, you know what I'm saying, T. LaSalle. Shout out to T. LaSalle, rocking this thing, making sure that everything flows properly. Now, we have some incredible poets this evening, all right? And I'm going to quit talking in a short second, but I'm going to introduce them, but I'm just going to say their names for now, all right? We have Thundercat, writer and spoken word poet from Baltimore, via Lancaster, PA, all right? We have our own, Epiphany Radio Universe's own, essentially Zanice, via Baltimore, Maryland, up in the house. You know, Baltimore's a thing, all right? We have War Council's Lyrical Truth, who's in Charlotte, via Detroit, and of course his poet, author, motivational speaker, spiritual counselor, and dope poet from Texas, now residing in Georgia, all right? These poets are incredible. They're well-versed, diverse, and fantastically dope. Fantastically dope. So if you're here, you're listening, if you're streaming, make sure that you get in here, make sure that you scream, get everything else, sit down, be prepared. We're going to go in this evening. We're going to celebrate. We're going to just tear the roof off, do whatever we can do, and we're going to keep trying to lay this vibe down. And we got a lot of callers, a lot of people here to see y'all. Anybody who's listening, make sure that you check in and do everything that needs to be done. Now, I'm going to cut this down a little bit. All right. So we have an open mic. So here's what we're going to do. Right. I'm going to bring in my leadoff poet. And I absolutely heard her in a slam, and she killed. Like, her opening piece was crazy. Like, I can't even begin to tell you, like, how crazy it sounds. So let me just make sure that I have everything going. And then as I go along, right, I'm going to ask the person to do a piece. You know, I'm after the feature to do a piece after I discuss them. And then we're going to bring in two or three open micers. And then we're going to get to the next. But I'm going to leave their mic open so they can comment on the poetry, essentially co-host. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about Thundercat, right? Now, I love branding. I love people who brand themselves. And I've been seeing her shirts all over fucking IG. Like, I was like, yo, she's out here with these shirts, for real, for real. So Thundercat is a writer, spoken word poet, from Baltimore, Maryland, based out of Lancaster, PA. Through her poetry, Thundercat tells the stories of the unheard. She lifts her voice to amplify those before her that could not speak and encourages those after her to never forget the power of their voice. A creative through and through, when she's not writing poetry, she can be found performing in poetry slams or open mics on Clubhouse, empowering, educating, elevating her community as a content creator with Speak to My Soul, Soul Tribe, or working as a staff writer for Concrete Roses Black Voices magazine. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to Thundercat. Thundercat, what's good?
Hello, hello. What's up? What's up, Mojave? How are you?
How are you doing this evening? What's happening?
I'm good. Nothing's happening. What's going on in your world?
So I got to ask you like 5 questions, and then we got to get to the business of the business. All right, you game? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First question. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing probably as long as I could hold a pencil. But I wouldn't have called myself a poet until probably around my senior year of high school. Reason being is because that's when I was put on to Deaf Poetry Jam, and they, like, helped me, like, hone my craft. So I would say since I was about a senior in high school.
That's what's up. Question number 2, how far have you taken your poetry? Have you traveled with it? Have you published it? What have you done?
I have not traveled with it yet. All those things are soon to come, hopefully. It's actually picking up for me,
yeah.
Like, as
we speak. I heard a rumor you were coming to New York. I heard a rumor, but that's not a rumor.
Nothing's happened yet. Nothing's happened yet, but all those things are definitely in the plan.
Okay, that's what's up. Number 3, have you published anything? And if not, do you plan on publishing in the near future?
I have not published yet. I do plan on being published and getting things copywritten in the very near future.
Okay, cool. Now, question number 4. How many slams have you entered into? And if you don't mind sharing, how many slams have you won?
I think that slam that you heard me in was only my 4th slam ever, but it was the only one that I won.
A win is a win. Number
right.
5. What do you see as the future for Thundercat?
Well, like I said, I'm picking up, like, things are picking up for me, like, lately as a poet. Like, I'm getting gigs, I'm getting people want me to do appearances, I'm going to schools, I'm doing talks, like, I'm just trying to keep going. I'm just trying to get bigger and bigger and bigger until I can't anymore, but there's no cap on that. So for right now, it's just, I just keep going and keep pushing.
Well, listen, you will definitely do it. I think that it's time that you give people a sample of your work. And when we're done, we're going to leave your mic open because we're going to move on to 3 open micers, and I actually see who they are, so it's going to be very good. And then we're going to move to our next feature that's going on. And then once we get to that next feature, we're going to run back. You're going to do a poem, and then that feature is going to do a poem, and it's going to work like that. It's going to be pretty cool. Watch how this works. It's going to be good. Trust me. All right. So,
okay.
Are you ready? All right. I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
He say he like his girl's BBW, but you can drop my food off, little daddy. I'm not trying to be seen going to lunch with you. You weren't expecting that one, and it's okay. I'll let your brain catch up with you. There's a lot more than me being sick that's going to make you uncomfortable. And the Lord said, watch out for the big girls. Let the church say amen. I don't give a fuck what Drake said, sir. You are not on fetish land. I don't care how bad you want to watch me spread icing all over my titties on OnlyFans. No means no. Guess since I'm big, you thought I was easy, though. Guess all you thought it took was a good morning, beautiful, for me to Jill Scott your microphone. I guess you thought I'd be happy for the attention and would take whatever my way was thrown. Maybe that's why you got so mad. A big joint had the audacity to tell you no. Funny how you see me in public and transform into a chooser. Nigga, don't forget last night your forehead was up under this fupa. Don't forget how you begged because you just wanted to taste it. Now I'm a fat bitch because you with your clique and you trying to save face, but nigga, you love all this fat bitch. You fantasize about how both my chins can make a vanishing act out of your dick. You want your hands all on my body, Adi, don't you try me. Break your heart and make you sorry. Go from thanking Yahweh that you found me to secretly plotting how to drown me. First 48, and when those cameras show up, you'll have jealous rage smeared all over your face. Remembering how I made you beat your meat standing at my bathroom sink. Because you asked to put the tip in, but I fake fell asleep after I let you eat. Standing there with tears in your eyes, licking your lips because your mustache still tastes sweet. Sheesh. Oh me, oh me, oh my. Thundercat got you purring like a kitten off one look at my thighs. Got you exactly where I wanted you, then I played you twice. Blood type sugar and spice, but trust me, it ain't nothing nice. Chin up, little nigga. Tell me again how you figured. I need that eye of the tiger, and you showed up with Tigger. My apologies if you're triggered. I would have warned you, but it's either no disclaimers or the crib not with it. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage, but you still showed up with white horses and carriage? Cry if you need to. I can't fucking stand it. Dip off in the night with your heart like a bandit. Run that by her again? Shorty can't quite understand yet how I'm his cup of tea when it's her who's the bad bitch. Imagine dropping 3 stimmies on your body when your MCM got 2 handfuls of chichos when I ride it. He keep me up all night 34, 35-ing. That man looked me dead in my eyes and said, if he dies, well, he dies then. Thank you.
I thought it'd make me feel better. I finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. Ooh, I'm thinking you one text at a time. I know you by your phone, so boy, pick up your line. And I ain't too proud to beg, so what's been said has been said. And I need you to know, you don't know what love is. And I need you to know, you don't know, and you don't know what love is. If you don't put up a fight, you don't know what love is. If you don't stay up all night, and you don't know what love is. If you're too good to call a million times and you say you know what love is, but I swear you never seen it in your life. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Thundercat killing that piece, going in. Thundercat, are you there? Thundercat,
yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So when you wrote this piece, did you know you were gonna go that far in? You know, you were gonna enter through the anal cavity, go through, you know, the different portions of the lower intestines, you know, to put, you know, firmly place your feet up someone's cavity. Yeah, that was a dope piece. That was a dope piece. Matter of fact,
Thank you.
Let me go over here and you know, we got to get some roses. We got to bring somebody in here. Station manager, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Mr. Capano, how was that piece for you, sir?
Man, it was the Cheetos in the MCM's hands while she's riding it for me. Baby, listen.
Yeah.
That piece, whoo, that piece was fire. I love that. Man,
thank
I was
you.
Like, ooh, she going in, but that piece was dope as hell. Thank you for that. Mm.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, we don't give flowers, but we're going to keep the mic open, right? But you know how to mute yourself from your phone, right? So I, you know, because yeah. everybody's going, you know how to mute yourself from the phone. So we're going to keep your mic open, but we're going to go to our first open micer, right? And so it's like a pleasant introduction. You know, I'm gonna, you know, I just leave Van's mic open. He can do whatever he wants to do because he's a station manager, and that's just what how it works. that's just how it works. we're gonna go to one of my favorite Philly Johns, one half of the Love Zone, soon to be Florida resident, one of my favorite poets on the face of the planet, Miss VIP. Miss VIP, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, Miss VIP. Miss VIP, please meet Thundercat. Thundercat, Miss VIP.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. That was a dope piece. I loved it.
Thank you.
Instant fan. Instant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All important because I forgot to. Now, if you like Thundercat, you want to support her in her journey to publishing War Slams and traveling, make sure Thundercat, please see your cash out.
Oh, it's $ Thundercat, Thundackatt. There's three T's.
Right. Make sure that you check that out. T, if you caught that, please put that on the page so we can do that, so we can support. But we're going to move on so you can meet the dopeness that is Miss VIP, so we can actually do the introduction so that you get to know more poets on the Epiphany Radio Network so you can connect with them directly and visit their shows when you get ready, because the Epiphany Radio Universe is a whole universe of poetry. So, Miss VIP, do you have a piece for us this evening?
Yes, I do.
Well, Thundercat, we're going to mute our mics, and we're going to give the mic over to Miss VIP, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Thick Thighs. If it's true that thick thighs save lives, then come home and lay between my legs. Let me rub your head while the ills of the day just fade away. If it's true that thick thighs save lives, then take your frustrations as you stroke. Or if you like it slow, then fast, baby, go for broke. So you know thick thighs save lives. Think of me as a loving cushion. You know bone on bone isn't good. My thighs are damn good for pushing. Come to me with the quickness. You know you love my thickness. I have the tits after ads, so if you like it, I love it. Be prepared to fall in love, because once you experience my thick thighs, you'll want to know me fully, and to me, that won't be a surprise. My thick thighs love your hard ones. They're always waiting for contact. My honey between them is always dripping what you taste. Best believe once you go in between, nothing will go to waste. Your head will be gripped as I orgasm. When you go in, it'll feel so good and too late to think, is it why? You'll never look back once you've been in between my thick thighs. And that's that piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss VIP, one half of the Love Zone, one of my favorite Philly Jones. Thundercat, I'm you, Mike. Thundercat, what did you think of the piece?
I loved it. That that bone on bone line had me dead. I loved it though.
Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Poetic, do you have something you'd like to add?
Man, listen, I'm just sitting here visualizing these thighs that's made for the pushing and the cushion. Man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's VIP.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
So that's how we rocking out. All right, Ms. VIP, we're going to put you into queue. You know, this is a Fly Speak Open Mic, so you know we'll be coming back around. We'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. So, yeah, that sounded real filthy. Anyway, we're going to put you in, and we're going to move on to my other favorite, Billy John. I'll be right back with you and put you in queue right now. And we're going to move on to the other half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, one of my favorite Philly Johns and partners, and always on my wavelength, rocking with me every time. La Perla Negra.
What's up? Hey, Javi. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's going on? What's going
hey,
on, La Perla Negra?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I gotta
please meet
sis.
Thundercat, huh?
Sis, you killed that piece. It was the head under the fupa from me. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. That piece was, oh man, you rocked it. You rocked it. I loved it. Everything about it. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what it is. That's what's up. And that's how we was rocking this joint. And as Poetic would say, she's bringing that hot Baltimore flavor, you know.
We're gonna get into the Baltimore thing.
Wait, we're gonna get to you. We gotta let, you know, my other favorite Philly John go rock out. So La Perla Negra, do you have a piece for us this evening?
All right, listen,
I'm gonna mute my mic and cut this music, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Let me tell you about the strength of a thick sister. She's more than a prize, you see, but will not advertise her trauma or worries. The strength in her she's gained will not allow for it to show. However, the strength and thickness of her thighs is more than just the diameter emphasized. So perfectly proportioned, looking like they're creating time. And she don't even have to exercise. The jiggle is the balance in her stride and keeps each step short-footed with pride. The width of her hips support the weight of a newborn babe's life. And ain't no slipping. Full buttocks and breasts naturally round with that amazing bounce form that deep arch in her back. You just can't make a mistake that it ain't no slack in that. Her shoulders carry the weight of the world unconditionally, with straps from pocketbooks and packages and bags. And though she walks with her head held high, she's still addressed as, "Hey sis," or "How you doing, queen?" And "What's up, ma?" "Hey, come here, you. Damn, you just jumped out of my dream. Oh, melanin goddess with thickness for days." Instead of just a simple, "Hello, miss. How are you having? I hope you're having a pleasant day. My name is such and such, and I would like to get to know you. Would you mind telling me your name?" Now, don't be intimidated by her curvy, swervy loveliness, because she looks like moonlight walking, even during the day. You can get to know her still. Just be sensible and respectable, and she'll give you a little leeway. Don't be full of yourself, because she paid some attention to you. A common mistake that some men do when a thick sister opens to his charm. In doing so, you done set off an alarm.
Don't make her uncomfortable with arrogant actions and talk. Because a thick sister, just like any other woman, will pick up all she is and walk. And that's that peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl La Negra. Dope, 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 dope.
Thank you.
Yo, I'm in appreciation. And I really love the fact you just wrote that today, too. So, Thundercat,
yeah.
What do you think of the piece?
What? Just wrote that today?
A couple hours ago.
Is that what
ago,
you said? Wow. It was it was the fully laid out detailed instructions on how to step, but niggas still ain't gonna listen for me.
Oh wow!
It was the calling niggas out for their whack cat calls for me, and yeah, she don't even have to exercise for me. The jiggle is the balance in her stride for me. Yeah. I'm
oh, thank you.
That's what's up, poetic.
Man, La Pearl La Negra. I'm not afraid of her curves, baby. I heard you. I'm not afraid of her curves. That's a dope piece. That's a dope piece.
Thank you.
It was. All right, so La Pearl La Negra, I'm gonna put you on the put you back into the queue or on the couch, as we like to say it. But round here we like to keep people frosty and get ready to go. So you know we're going to come back to you on another round. But we're going to move over to our station manager while I put you back in queue. Thank you for the piece. Quite beautiful. Thank you. You and VIP rocked out. But I'm going to go to our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows, South Carolina,
right.
via Baltimore.
That's right.
You know. He's like, yeah, that's the Baltimore flavor that we got over here. We rocking out with. So I don't know how you feel about that. You know, Thundercat.
Yes.
Thundercat. Yeah. You know, because Van Meadows is from Baltimore as well.
Yeah, I heard you. That's what's up. From what part are you from?
Oh man, I've lived all over Baltimore.
Okay.
Monument Street, Park Heights, Lexington Terrace.
I'm just mad right now because he said Baltimore. He said Baltimore. Like you know how they be saying it, like Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's gonna believe that I'm from Baltimore because I don't have the little classic accent. I don't have it. I just don't. But definitely from there. I'm from over east, over 39th and Greenough.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I know exactly where you was at. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Yeah, Baltimore connection. I like Baltimore for the food and the crabs. I would go to Baltimore and eat crabs. I'm a blue crab fanatic. One of my favorite foods in the world. I can eat blue crabs all day.
All day, every day.
Responsible for at least 40 pounds. Like, if someone say, we just going to go to Baltimore and we just going to get a bunch of crabs and eat them, I'll be like, I'm in. I'll, let's go. You got cold beer with that?
Cool.
Yeah. You got butter?
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Some Old Bay? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if they had a bunch of crabs and it was like a big trap, I'd be like, what you want me to do? It's crabs. Anyway, so Poetic, Mr.
Yes,
Station
sir.
Manager. Poetic is also, one half of the Get Down, affectionately known as Wolverine, this Thursday here, doing fantastical things. He also has Doing Date Night Differently on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And Monday, the Soul Cafe with our CEO, Mr. For Real Douglas, because this is a For Real Entertainment Network, just in case you didn't know, here at the Pivot Radio Universe. And they do amazing things over there. Pick up your pen, do some stuff, great conversations, good shit. So, Mr. Station Manager, do you have a piece for us this evening?
I sure do, man. I sure do.
All right, well, listen, let me...
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me cut the music. Me and Thundercat, we're going to mute ourselves, and away you go.
Appreciate it. This piece is called Curvy Deliciousness. Let me tell you a couple of things. These things that just makes my heart sing. I appreciate you and all your curves. All that thickness between the palm of my hands is what you deserve. Let me feel the voluptuousness between my fingers. Undress you with my thoughts while your softness lingers. And the way you jiggle when you walk, demonstrating all kinds of confidence in your stride, so let them talk. I'll be right here to let them know. I adore all that thickness, and it's not for show. They just don't know how flexible you are. Inside, outside, fundamentally, you are a star. Shining so bright in this king's court. Dealing with you is like my favorite sport. Chasing you reminds me of how gorgeous you are, and curvy, dreamy, and I just love the beauty within that matches your shyly grin. Smile for me as I kiss and lick every curve. Dreamy passion, when I think of you, I swerve uncontrollably because I'm intoxicated on your sexiness that has me inebriated, lacking enthusiasm to just about anything except to be close to you and everything. I mean, everything about you makes me scream. An intense, passionate octave that you are fucking mine. So yeah, I'll keep having the same dream about you and your curvy savviness. Cause that form-fitting sundress got me wanting to place my hands where the sun isn't shining and plant my lips upon yours while deciding exactly what dessert you will be tonight. Cause you taste just right. And that's that piece.
Cornbread fed all your life, you a sick one. I've been on road, on tour, tryna get it. I ain't had a home cooked meal in a minute. I've been on a diet, but I might have to try it. Smells so good that I just might buy it. Before we multiply, let's divide it. You just sent the pic, got a nigga all excited. You a baddie, you a baddie. Shoot the addy. Call me daddy, call me daddy. You delicious as fuck. I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you coming 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. You delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Poetic, a.k.a. Van Metals, our station manager, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy. Really quickly, Thundercat, what'd you think of the piece?
I loved it. It was beautiful, actually. It was like an ode to thick women, or like a love letter.
Absolutely.
This is very, very nice. Matter of fact, while I grab one of our next features to ask them and to see if we can get some flowers, essentially, Zanice, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, that's what's up. So were you listening? Did you hear Poetic's piece?
Absolutely. I couldn't miss it. Starting with the title, Curvy Deliciousness. I'm like, okay. I'm ready. I'm listening.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Appreciate you.
All right. So here we're going to go into asking Poetic, you can do whatever you need to do because you're the station manager. You know how things work around here. You can mute or not mute or hang out, whatever. I'm going to introduce Essentially Sanis. Actually, she's a part of the Epiphany Radio Universe here. We affectionately call her Penny.
One of many names.
That's what it is. She has many names, but you know, that's one of the main ones. So, Thundercat, please meet Essentially Sanis.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you? Loved your piece.
I'm well, how are you? Thank you.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, actually, because it's your feature, I'm actually going to take everybody off, including myself, so you can do your piece. And we're prepared. So I'm going to cut this music. I'm going to put everybody into queue. That includes you, Thundercat, but I'll bring you back when we come back out. And we'll be ready for your piece. I would ask you a bunch of questions, but I'm not sure if I should ask you because you're already on the network, and that would be kind of weird. But what the hell? How long have you been writing?
So I wrote my first poem at 16. I was 16 when I wrote my first poem, but part of me feels like I was writing before that and I just didn't recognize it as poetry, like many writers say, but definitely my first piece was 16.
Okay. What would you classify your poetry as?
I've been given feedback that I write from a place of longing, and sometimes I border on the metaphysical. So I make connections to like larger things, but I focus on little things like color and just different senses.
Okay. So where would you like to see your poetry go? As a poet, where would you like to see it? Would you like to perform it on stages? Would you like to see it as a part of a museum, such as like the Smithsonian, the African American Smithsonian in D.C.? Would you like to write books and be known as a poet laureate? What would you like to do with your poetry?
I do have one published collaboration from maybe like I think 2008, 2009. I'm working on my first solo poetry collaboration. So I do want to get more published work out there, but I ultimately see using poetry in therapy because when I first started writing, within the first couple of years, I was able to make connections to people who I recognize have been through trauma, and I want to continue that work.
Now, poetry is therapy. Poetry is therapy.
Yeah.
So are you ready to share your first piece?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cut this music. I'm going to mute all mics, and we're going to welcome essentially Sanis, and the mic is yours.
Okay. I was drawn to the colors at this vendor's booth, but my approach was deliberate, like the way I view a single piece of artwork from a distance, letting my eyes trace its edges, recognizing the emotion that stirred in me before I moved closer. There was joy here. The artist had captured the brightness of the essence of lemon, misting the air at first slice, the coolness of poolside lounging, and the crisp, freshly scrubbed marble steps Baltimore used to have. He was a Maryland native, and he had placed his take on street art at the center of all of his pieces. It was an abstract of the word love, saturated with primary colors. I watched how he spoke to those browsing. Potential patrons were incidental friends. There was this genuine connection that invited me to move. Like how I end up close enough to a painting that the edges blur, but its center reveals something new. That's when I saw her. I always feel color first. It was the warmth of orange inviting me to move closer, thick charcoal lines curving to form a silhouette, shadows gathering in the soft folds of flowing fabric, outlining fuller than expected hips. She was soft and elegant. She had both arms raised because her hands were in her hair, like she was adjusting straight pins to prevent her upswept locks from cascading down her back. I was transfixed with the vibrancy and rich details of all of the other pieces, but she made me pause along the edges of it all, and I thought, oh, that's me. Beautiful in her simplicity, we shift to the center of what you see. She reminds me to trace my own curves with joyous fingertips, with open palms gliding, and with love, always with love. And peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Zani's incredible imagery, music, everything else. You took us on a journey, brought us to, you know, a place that we were allowed to imagine in our minds exactly what it felt like to be there, the smell, the taste, the sounds, all of it, incredible.
Thank you.
So poetic.
Man, this piece was very, very visually stunning. Amazing ink, as always. And, you know, the imagery that you present in your pieces takes us on a nice little journey. And I love it. Great
Thank
piece.
You. Appreciate you.
From another Be More Representative. That's what I'm
yes.
talking about.
Yes.
Y'all rocking out for Be More. But we're going to go to Philly and ask La Perla Negra what she thought.
Penny.
Yo,
let me tell you. Girl, you know what? I love your pieces, your voice and everything. And you know what? Yes, Dan is right. It's the visual for me. I always feel like I'm right there. I can hear the wind blowing. I can smell the air. I can hear the sounds around. I can see the guy sitting on the street painting on an easel. I can see the dress blowing in the wind and her caressing her thigh and walking with a girl. Yes, all of that. I see all of that. I love your piece. That piece is beautiful. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
That's what's up. So... being that we're featuring you, know we're going to have you come back and do another piece, of course. But we're going to move. I'm going to, put La Perla Negra, I'm going to put you back on the couch. And we're going to go to another Baltimore number because it's 410. And I do not know who this is. So, Erico 410, who am I speaking?
Lisa Lips.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, we got some stars in the building tonight. The stars are coming out. That's what's up. Well, I see Baltimore is in the house. apparently.
I'm actually from the Eastern Shore, but I did live in Baltimore for a little while.
All right, well, you know, it's still Maryland. Still Maryland.
Yeah.
No, let me stop. I'm just kidding. But welcome. And you're familiar with everybody else, with Poetic, Zanice, and everybody
yeah,
else. So we don't have to do any reintroductions. But do you have a piece for us this evening?
I sure do.
All right. Well, listen. I'm going to ask people to mute their mics, which they know how to do, including myself. And I'll cut this music, and the mic is yours.
This piece is called, Oh, I Thought You Knew. Oh, I thought you knew that just because I'm thick don't make me step back for no skinny chick. And I thought that you knew that being plus size means my standards aren't low and my esteem is quite high. See, just because I can't fit this in a size 8 has nothing to do with the men that I date. And when I go out on a Saturday night, I step on the scene like they're shining a light and I find me a seat in a nice central spot, decide if I'm buying my first drink or not. I know one of two things is about to take place. Someone will start chatting or smile in my face. But one thing's for certain, when my drink hits the bar, either barkeep is paying the tab or you are. So just because you don't see me as the average girl don't mean I'm going to let you try to rock my world. It don't make me less than or easy to get because I don't look like Barbie and my assets are thick. Just know this one thing, when you step up to me, your expectations of what I should be mean nothing because I have standards and you should be happy because I let you approach, thought you knew. In peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lisa Lips, Pellify poet, and she's not long her standards for none of you mo. Okay, let me not say it like that. let me not say it. Curse on there. For real, be like, you're fired. I'm like, yeah, I know. See, yeah. FCC rules. Anyway, Poetic.
Man, this was hot too, man. Oh my God. And I love the way she talk about what size she don't fit in. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let them know. Let them know that this thickness is real out here in these streets. Dope, dope ink.
Thickness is the business. Thickness is
I got a friend down south, and his thing is you got to be two something to do something.
Yes,
oh, but
yes.
If you three something, we can be something. All right, now that's what's up. Well, Miss Lisa Lips, can you stick around while we have another one of our features coming up right after you. So
okay.
They're pretty fantastic. I think you should stick around. We're gonna put you on the couch.
I'll be
real
right
quick. Thank you for rocking with us, ladies and gentlemen. That was Miss Lisa Lips. Baltimore is hard and heavy in here tonight. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm gonna have to go get a whole bunch of New Yorkers. Where's J. Rob when I need him? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me get my information correct. I want to introduce you to a super dope poet, and they have a new piece, Fresh Ink, but let me introduce you to his poet. His poet is a native of Texas. She's now residing in Georgia. She has graced stages with her powerful spoken word from Texas to Seattle. She is the author of two books, So It Is Written, The Spirit of Inspiration, and The Truth Poetically. She is also a motivational speaker, a spiritual counselor, and lover of people. She specializes in personalized poetry and has a gift to capture the true spirit of all that crosses her path with words that pierce the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Radio Universe, I introduce you to his poet.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, this is a new piece. You know, I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to the piece. it's a piece that I didn't have in my possession, something like this, because I like to write my truth. And I will honestly say probably only until, like, this year I really started to love me truly. And, you know, the process started probably, like, 3 years ago, but fully I can say I love me now. And so I wanted to write my truth. So I'm so grateful to Mojave for this opportunity, because this is amazing to write this. And it's called I Love Me, and I hope that you enjoy it. I love me.
All right.
I love everything from my big old thunder thighs to my light brown eyes and everything in between. The way I give love is like a delectable dream. I used to be sweet tea, got it tattooed on my back. I enjoy grace, so I enjoy giving folks slack. I like to have a lot of fun, but I don't play. And I plan on being one of the brightest lights to ever come your way, yes. And I know not everyone loves bright lights. And if that be the case, then I have no qualms taking flight. I have been told a million times that I only had a pretty face, like the rest of my chunkiness they wanted to erase. I didn't look like your so-called average size 4 or 2. I'm a sick woman. They used to call me Clydesdale, boo. It took me a little longer to stop telling God what he did wrong. He made me this way, and obviously this 44 triple D is where my spirit belongs. So I will relish in my baby belly that's as soft as a cloud. I am a queen who utilizes finesse even when I must get loud. I call it nice nasty, and you will certainly see. I don't do drama love, so I'm not the one, the two, or the three. Yes, I am as lovely as can be, a true lady in the streets, and with my man, you already know what it is in the sheets. See, I will give you a lyrical sensation without becoming a sinful temptation. I can only be me. I'm a prize, thick, with authenticity. I broke chains and took the reins. I stopped obsessing over shallow minds of men and women who feel that beauty only lies in the bodies of the thin. Honey, listen, I will pray for your every need and desire. I will ask God to always raise you higher. I will cook you a meal you will never forget. I don't seek to hurt you or leave you drowning in regret, but I'm also not going to allow you to abuse or use or accuse. See, baby, when you lay here after a rough day, I want to become your world so soft. But if you call me up my name or mistreat me, I most definitely will go off. See, I know who I am finally. I done prayed for wisdom, so you ain't fooling me. And I promise, when I make love, I will fall on you like honey rain from above. I am a beautiful woman and sexy on purpose. But I desire for you to know this. I am finally in love with my own fat ass. And if you can't accept me for me, then baby, take a pass. You are free, honey, to have your own sordid opinion. I refuse to hand over my thoughts to your warped mental dominion. I love me from my light brown eyes, from my big old thunder thighs and everything in between. And understand, I won't apologize, and I refuse to understand exactly what it is that you mean. If the trees are different, what more would he do for you and me? Please burn down the boxes. Don't you want to be free? Poem.
Keep it up, I can't get enough of you. That's your real body. That's your real body. That's your real body. That's your real body. Keep it up, you won't see enough of me. That's your real body. That's your real body. That's your real body. I told you they only imperfections. That's why when I address you, it's only respect. You got a story to tell. Every scar, every line on your hips is only hieroglyphs. I'm reading your walls, I'm beating your odds, I couldn't help but notice that little old...
ladies and gentlemen, that was his poet. You know, we have to play these interludes in between, so, you know, give you a break, let you let it marinate with you. That was dope. That was super dope.
Thank you.
Poetic.
Man, I love this piece, especially because it's from a place of loving yourself. And you definitely went in on that piece. I'm a fan. Thank you for bringing that and sharing yourself with us.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Absolutely.
All right. So the one thing I forgot to do, I forgot to get the Cash App for Zanis and his poet. We'll start with you, his poet. Can you put your Cash App? Can you tell us what your Cash App is?
Sure. My Cash App is His Poet, HISPOET, His Words, HISWORDS. So it's, you know, dollar sign, His Poet, His Words, with the S on the end. That's me.
Okay. All right. And Shanice, could you put your Cash Poet, Cash App up, please?
Sure. It's my first name, ZSANECE. Real simple.
All right. Let me make sure that that is going to be entered into the event page. All right. And here's some comments for you guys, so that you know, because I'm checking the comments. These sisters are phenomenal. Heart. Okay, so just so that you know, people listen to y'all, hearing everything that you're saying, and it's a whole vibe over here. So I just want you to know, thank you for contributing to it. And what I'm going to do, right, his poet, because we're gonna go for three more open micers, and then we're gonna go to our next feature. I'm gonna leave your mics open, and we're gonna comment and give flowers, of course, and. We're gonna move on to the next caller that's calling, and I do not know who this is, but it's area code 240, and area code 240, who master speaking?
Oh, you got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Good evening, brother. How you feeling?
Yo, what up, Joe the Verbal Mind? I do not know how to read numbers, but I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you know.
I feel special. I got you 2 weeks in a row. What happened?
Hey, you ask and they will come, man. Yes. So hey, can I say
that's true. That is very true. His poet, Zanis, I know if you're familiar. His poet, this is Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Esteemed
hey.
Poet, OG, bad man, bad monk, bad monk, bad monk.
Right. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. Congratulations on the feature. Man, I've been hearing some very enlightening poetry. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
All right. So, which is incredibly dope, of course. So, Joe, do you have a piece for us this evening?
Yes, I do.
All right. So what we're going to do is, ladies, we're going to mute our mics, you know, Van, because you're here on YouTube. We're going to mute your voice. And Joe, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Body Dysmorphia Disorder. She's beautiful to you and I. Late at night alone, she cries. In her mind, she's very ugly, thinking, no man wants to hug me. Look at me, I'm so grotesque. I'll change some parts to look my best. Still, she cries, not satisfied, having thoughts of suicide. She gets told daily how lovely she is. Compliments she feels are just a biz. They really don't mean it. Look at me. She doesn't believe what we see. I would hold you to a mirror that you may experience my pleasure in seeing you. Obsessed with what she sees, what she feels is wrong. She stares at mirrors all night long. Face to face with mental demons, she asks, where is all this beauty they're seeing? Posing this way, posing that, finding flaws. Oh my God, look at that. She soon withdraws and lives within, having friends wondering where she's been. She changes her habits and becomes more loose, countless affairs but still no use. Men come and go to get their uses, but not for her looks. Don't confuse this. Women too come and go. Her change of venue still didn't slow this feeling of ugly. My body's not right. Could have come from her youth. She's not alone with this fight. So many women put down in young years, told terrible things that scar those young years. Could be from abuse of a different nature, from tot to teen. Did someone abase her, reject her existence and mentally erase her, leaving her remnants of a life she was born for? Room filled with broken mirrors. Countless women go through this body dysmorphia disorder. Yes, it's real and does exist. Maybe their eyes, breasts, lips, or hips. They'll change and rearrange just trying to fit. Fit into what? The status quo? Ladies, please, don't you know? It's the flaws they give off from your head to your toes. No two are alike, and that's what I like. Please help all the women who suffer this night. Look it up and learn about this heartache disease, body dysmorphia disorder. Put their mind at ease. Don't just tell women how beautiful they are. Reward a woman's substance. Emphasize their star. Think about how you make a woman feel when you call her fat. These are our women, our lovers, our wives. A lot of men suffer from this, no surprise. What we call vanity can go much deeper than that. Body dysmorphia disorder is not a sleeper, just facts. Peace.
That would help if I actually took myself off mute. that would actually help. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe, the Vocal Mind Dancer. I know. So his poet, Zanis, what did you think of the piece?
Hey, Joe knows I'm a fan. He knows I'm a fan. We had some really good discussions after we, you know, I listened to your pieces, and you made me think of a conversation I actually had within the past couple of weeks with my mom, and I told her for the first time that I was 12, the first time I had a family member say something to me that created this self-consciousness. And we're talking about body positivity, but sometimes there's things that hinder that. It's important to address that so that we can get to the positivity. So I appreciate you, you know, your take on that and talking about how the substance is what's more important. So thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Super dope. His poet?
Yes, I have to first off, the thing that really mesmerized me, oh my God, was the way you speak. You sound, you almost give me a DMX vibe, like real talk. Like, you had me captivated, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the truth, and even the way you speak it, and the whole gumbo or the whole, you know, everything you threw in there, the truth, along with how you presented it, was flawless. And I appreciate the truth because it's so true. People have a tough time with, I mean, it's just not so easy as, you know, sometimes people like to portray or sometimes people convey to the world that I'm just going to put it out, you know, and it's not that easy all the time. So I appreciate the take on that because I definitely understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you. Thank you much. And congratulations on your future.
Thank you.
All right. And so, poetic.
Man, Joe the Verbal Mind Dance. First of all, man, this piece was amazing, man. I love where you went with it. I love how you did your wordplay in it and the homage that you paid to the women, you know. And this was a real piece, man. It's very heartfelt, very touching. Brilliant, right, my brother?
Yes, I appreciate that, brother. It's a little backstory to it because you know, I had to stop somebody from hacking their body up, man, just because, you know. So, yeah. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. It's greatly appreciated, man. Joe, I'm very thankful that you come through. I'm glad because I was like, yo, I ain't seen you. And you come through and you're just doing everything else. Although last week I said 3 minutes, bro. You went like seven, so, you know, there's that.
I did.
Let me guess. It was feeling good. It was feeling good. I understand. Not the first time I've seen it. But it's okay, though. It's okay. We good. That was last week. So, you know, you'll be like, why you bring up old stuff? Let me stop. Anyway.
Hey,
all right,
man.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on the couch because we're going to return. We're going to do two more open mics, then we're going to go to our features, and we're going to you know, we got one more feature after these two, and we're going to bring her in. And then you know me, like, it's Fly Speak Open Mic. We're going to make a run for the border. And I'm not saying it in that sense. I'm saying we're just going to get into the fresh town, the fresh country of everything that we're doing. We're about to unite, make this whole nation of incredible poetry, a tapestry of incredible stuff that's happening. And I mean, the beauty that's already occurred and the vibe that we're actually having right now is important. This is the reason why we do Fly Speak, because it brings people not just together, but it brings people to the realization that everybody has a little something they can contribute to this pot, this gumbo of incredible spoken word that we all participate in and feel passionate about. And it tastes really, really good when everybody's, you know, really being free with their words and really giving up themselves. So I've seen some incredible poetry tonight, and I'm good. So, Joe, I'm going to put you on the couch. All right.
All right,
I'm going to move from you. All right. I'm going to move from you to area code 713. Area code 713.
Yes, sir.
You're not to speak.
What's going on?
This is Sir Lawrence.
In fact, how you feel, my brother?
I haven't feel very good, Sir Lawrence.
I
don't know what's going on. I'm seeing Sir Lawrence a couple times in a row. What's going on, Sir Lawrence?
I know. I finally figured out a schedule, so I'm trying to work it.
All right. Well, Sir Lawrence, please meet Essenti Zajnice, you know, from the Official Radio Universe, and his poet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you?
Yes.
I can hear your voice.
Fine. Good.
All
I feel better than ever.
Hey, now.
All right.
And congratulations on the feature. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's so good to meet you, and I hope to be hearing you and, you know, kind of switching around much more, so it's good. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, we feed off each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Most definitely. We do.
All right. So Lawrence, do you have a piece to share with us?
Actually, I brought a piece, actually.
Okay. Well, listen. All right. So me, the gentleman, Van Meadows, and the ladies, we're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
May I service your lips? You are buying so many things for them to be touching, knowing they are leading me to full extension. As they slide back with that coloring of today, verbally noticing there's another twin, glistening, causing teeth sweating, watching them as they are conveying so many things you are not seeing. Those coverings for your orifices got me thinking. Lips and sticks don't need to be the same. Let's count the reasons, starting with the signaling from that twitching, causing involuntary separating while swelling, then touching, then pressing, then enveloping that surrounding, then splitting, hearing you confessing, penetrating while listening to the other pair echoing. All I could say was, let's do that again. Sir Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sir Lawrence. I got to make sure that the music wasn't too loud, so I'm sorry, it was a little bit of a delay. But I'm going to go to ladies, Zanis.
Yeah, that was very sensual, partly because of how you read your pieces. Like, your cadence is very captivating. But God, I had a line in mind and I lost it. Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to the playback. But yeah, definitely central piece. I loved it. Appreciate you coming through. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you.
His poet?
I definitely loved your piece, because, you pushed some buttons. And I love the way you mentally stimulated me. I love intelligence. I'm attracted to it desperately. And so the way you delivered that piece in such an a way with such intellect, I really appreciate that. And, yeah, that was good. Thank you.
Strong compliment. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right. Definitely, Dan Meadows.
My brother Sir Lawrence coming in.
Hey,
what's good with you, sir?
Man, it's always good, man. Come on.
My brother, that piece was fire, brother. I'm good, man. That piece, man, you came in here, man, read that piece, man, got the heat turned up. I thought we already had the heat turned up, but you came in and turned it up a little bit more, man. Dope ink,
my
brother, as always.
Appreciate you, man, all the time. Appreciate you, seriously.
All right, and I went and got a guest commentator, Miss Angel Kim.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I absolutely love that piece. That was amazing. I appreciate that.
Thank
and
you
your
so
delivery
much.
Of it was awesome.
Appreciate you.
Please ignore the opening of the cans in the background of what I am doing. So if you hear that noise, forgive me. That's what I'm doing. All right. So I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm opening this thing in the background trying to get to it. So Sir Lawrence, stick around. You know we're going to do another round. But, of course, we have to get to all our peoples and get to our next feature before we let it rip. So I'm going to put you back on the couch. Stick around. More good things to occur. All right?
Absolute.
All right. So I'm going to bring in this next poet who he's like, I think I'm going to try to make it to get in here. And he made it. So I'm going to assume that this is C double.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I'm going to say it's C double.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. How are you and how's the rest of the fam?
Yeah. Let me cut this music off so you can do that. So, listen, I know you didn't come here to play around. Ladies, please, I want to introduce you to C-Double-34 Music, the maestro, the music maker, the man who does poetry and puts incredible music behind poets and makes things happen. This is Zanis, who you should be familiar with, and his poet.
Yay.
And also joining us is Angel Kim.
Hey, I'm familiar with you.
Yes, I believe I remember you from one show before. Nice to hear from you again, and Janice, nice to hear from you again.
Yeah,
to see
I'm
your
hoping
smile.
To hear you.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to hear what you got, most definitely.
Okay, cool. 34 Music, my brother. Poetic, yes. You know, I tried to make it last night, but you know, it's been a rough time. Yeah. I'm dealing with Marsha Brady again. Yeah.
Oh,
y'all,
no, not Marsha.
Yes. You know, y'all going to have to keep me in prayer.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, see,
okay,
see double 34. We're going to get this popping for you because, you know, we're going to see what you got because we already know you always got something specifically planned because you're a planner and a Steelers fan. That's what we love most about you. So we're going to mute our mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm a Steelers. No, we ain't talking about the 49. We ain't going to get started there. We're not going to.
Yeah, don't get started.
We're not doing it today.
All right. Don't do it tonight.
We're not doing it today. We're not doing it today. All right? All
right.
So we're muting our mics, and the mic is yours.
This case is called Haystickness. Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't say that your thickness makes the plot thick. Why even bother pretending I couldn't envision enjoying the environment I've been given in your presence? This tension between us is borderline sexual. Orgasmic positions we begin in our flesh modes. We don't need bedrooms or written down rules as I disrobe you slowly. We get animalistic in the horny horizons of this world of getting to know. And vice versa. We didn't rehearse this spontaneous, can you blame me, miss? Don't be ashamed of this latest version of laying next to you while heavily breathing and breathtaking gasp for air. Nails in my back, didn't think I could spread your legs. I have acquired superhuman strength from what you did to me there. As I return 12 favors for being carnivorous, yes, that is my nature. Tender to every corner and still you will have this embedded in your memory. What we did sexually was the centerpiece of your gossip talk. As for me, I'll let the brothers think I punked out and we did nothing at all. Because deep down inside, which I was, of course, but back to the point, we only had sex in a dream, and that isn't love. You thanked me and was on your way. I thanked you for coming everywhere, and it was great. No caught up emotional impact on our intelligence. We wore each other out tonight like we perfume and cologne. Oh, the smell of it. Just giving you the audience something a little bit different than what considered normal in these poetic thoughts I have written, this thickness. I belong to you as evident by your signature. You're the reason why I'm carnivorous and my appetite for you is infinite as the rhythm plays. In peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was C-34 music, rocking out, putting that Arby's We Have the Meat voice to work. Put it to work. We ain't going to talk about what it might be doing to some people right now. We ain't going to talk about it. We ain't going to talk about what it might be doing to some people. And he was breathing in the mic, too. Yo, let me find out you secretly coming over to our side. Let me find out. Yo, well, I'm like, yo, did this, what, did he, is he, what? Yo, I'm sorry. Yo, you gotta understand. Like,
ancient hip-hop secret, Robbie.
I'm just saying. Yo, I'm tickled pink because it was dope piece. But you really put the deep voice and you was breathing in the mic. Listen, Dan, save me. Dan, save me.
C-double, my brother. Hey, man, yeah. That was a dope piece, man. And I liked your poetic thoughts in there, bro. Yeah, that was an amazing piece, bro.
Oh, you did that. You caught that.
Yeah, I caught that. amazing pieces always, my brother. Always. Ladies.
Thank you.
What do y'all think?
It was the voice for me, for sure. I mean, he could read McDonald's menu. You understand me?
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Really. You know, it would be whatever. But seriously, such a beautiful piece. The piece was dope. I loved it. I love where you took me with the piece. With that voice, I traveled with you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mm.
Number one, I'm just going to tell you this, right, C-Double. My sister just hit me back down, and she said she didn't even hear what you said in the poem, but your voice was everything. It literally popped up. It literally popped up as a notification. Said, I don't even know what he said, but his voice was everything. Hey, don't be over here corrupting my family members, bro. Don't be corrupting my family members, bro. You're doing it.
What did Poetic say about me, Michael McCrary? This is more than a crush. More than a crush, baby. More than a crush. There it is.
Wait. So Janice, what did you think?
I was trying my hardest to focus on words. I felt like, even though I don't always get the lines that I want, it felt like you were teasing a little bit, and I caught myself smiling like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here. And then, of course, it was like the wordplay. I don't know, I enjoyed that. I felt like you were, it was playful a little bit and teasing, and that's what I like. So, dope piece, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Miss Angel Kim?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. The voice sent it over the edge, but I actually heard your words, and I mean, you had me squirming in my chair. But I'm sitting there like, I want to dig my nails in your back. Yes, okay. So, yeah, I was feeling all of that. I loved it.
Oh, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
All right, man. Let me find out.
You're a monk.
Pulling up. If you pull up to the next Honey Drippers, and you make sure you get there early. If you pull up and you start doing these RV, we have the meats voice, bro. We gonna have some problems, man. You can't do everything. You can't do it. You can't do everything and be everything to everybody. Listen, you gonna be the music man. You gonna be the slick words, slick verbs. You gonna be that dude. You can't be the deep voice dude too. You can't do all of it. You got pick one. Pick a struggle, brother. You got pick one.
Sure, you're right.
I'm just saying. look, I got. See, now this is the problem because I got to deal with you. I got to deal with Sir Lawrence. You know, with his voice, his classic ass voice and shit. You know, the way he phrases shit. You got to deal with that. It's smooth as fuck. Look, fucking Billy D. Williams, Colt 45 type shit. Then you got to deal with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Basically, you know, you run around like you got ice skates on his feet, just sliding through shit, just sliding through. Listen, y'all giving me problems, man. I ain't messing with y'all too much. Y'all doing too much right now. Y'all doing too much. All right, C-Double, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
I was told that I didn't do a station identifier. I got to do one now. When we're done, I'm gonna put you in the queue, do a station identifier, then we're going to go get our next feature, bring her in. And we're going to rock out, and then after she goes, then we're just going to tear the roof off the motherfucker, you know, all that stuff. We're going to go Parliament Funkadelic in this piece. That's what we're going to do. I'm telling on myself.
So you're going to tear the roof off the mother.
Yeah, I'm telling you right there. Seriously.
All right.
As soon as I figure out which one that, because I be confusing stuff because I just don't be knowing where the joints are. So let me do this thing. I'm going to put you in the queue. We're going to come back. Stick around. We got time. And we're going to rock out. All right? So hold on.
Right.
Put you in the queue. All right?
Let's love. Let's love, let's love.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe presents the Hidden Radio Show. This is Fly Speak, Open Mic, Part 6, Thick. We are here with three of our features. We had Thundercat earlier, who had to break out, but, you know, we celebrate her because she went in when she was on the mic. We have our own, essentially, Zanice. We have Lyrical Truth, who I just opened her mic, and we also have his poet, author, motivational speaker, spiritual counselor, dope poet. Lyrical, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Yes, I am well. I am well. We usually see Lyrical on War Council. Usually on War Council. She's come over to this side of things for a change, which is dope. It's dope because she is a super dope poet. And she could sing, but she don't be telling people that. I don't know why she does that, though. Anyway, Lyrical Truth, thank you for coming. Thank you for hanging out with the team. Thank you, thank you.
Absolutely.
Also, she's also... Yeah, she's also a honey dripper, so that you know. She has skills. Don't sleep. I'm not even going to ask you the questions because I feel like asking you questions is like kind of redundant because it's stuff I already know. But is there anything you'd like to tell people about yourself and your poetry?
I guess it's just it's life for me. It's my experiences. It's my story. It's my truth. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's violent. It just depends on what side of me you're going to get that day. But I usually give the disclaimer, I write about shit to keep from doing shit. So there you have it.
Listen, that makes sense. So for those who haven't met, who have not met Lyrical Truth, I'd like to introduce you to essentially Zanice.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
All right. His poet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, sis. Likewise.
Absolutely, sis. I can't wait to hear you. Definitely. Again.
And, of course, your fellow honey dripper, Angel Kemp.
Hey, lovely. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm ready to hear it.
All right. I have somebody coming on deck that's going to come later, but what we're going to do is we're going to let you spit your piece. We're going to mute our mics and let you go. And then what's going to happen afterwards, right, I'm opening people's mics. We are going to do an amazing speed round because I must be done by 11. I have to be. Like, there's no other thing. I can't do after hours or nothing. Like, I really have to be done. So we're going to have to wrap everything else and go for it. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, we're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
All right. This is actually a short piece. I actually just wrote this, and it's simply, I'm going to give it a title, and it's called What He Said. His friend said, "Man, what's up with you and the fat chick?" He responded, "Nigga, that's my baby, and she thick as cold grits." And he looked at me and licked his lips in that sexy, succulent way that makes my pussy drip just for him. He said, "Come on, man, you can't really believe that she's fine." He replied, "She's more than fine. She's perfection defined. The spread of her hips, the sweet of her lips, both sets.
that cocoa butter infused smooth brown skin, and dare I forget those double D chocolate tits that molest my lips while she rides me, giving me that good girl that makes the room spin and twirl. And don't get it twisted, she ain't lazy with it. She up on her feet letting that velvet box devour me. Yeah, that's my big girl, and I love every inch of her, from the perfectly manicured feet to her smooth, bald head that I can see my reflection in when she's giving me head. Yeah, she's giving me head, snatching my soul, determined to leave me sexually for dead. Yeah, that's my big girl. She's not just my preference, she is my choice. Her thickness is my voice, and I speak to her in a language that only our bodies can interpret. We get down and dirty. Yeah, that's my big girl, my perfect lady in the street and freak in the sheets. When I hold her in my arms and caress every roll and curve, her body ministers to me, mind, body, and soul. Her thickness tames the beast in me, puts me to sleep like a babe, well-fed baby. Her thickness has never betrayed me, but instead it has been loyal at bringing me to many a happy ending. I stay winning. I love my big girl. Had given me my cue to speak, and I simply responded, "You heard what the fuck he said. In peace."
Yo, I don't even know. I don't even know. I can even get my music ready for that. I don't even know. Oh, man. Fire. Let's go start from the top. Miss Angel Kim.
Yo. Baby. Yeah. You brought that. I love every bit of that. I'm sitting up here cheering in the background, tapping. I'm like trying to tap my phone, realizing that, dang, this ain't Clubhouse. Yes.
Thank you.
For real. Oh, man. Let me go to Poetic.
Bruh. This piece right here, the delivery, oh, my gosh, lyrical truth. You know, you at peace with that thing, girl. That was pure fire. I loved it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Janice.
I was over here with tears in my eyes. I was screaming at that closing line. Absolutely perfect. But I also loved the line when you said, I'm not just, something about not preference, but your choice, his choice. I love that. Yeah, I love that. Super dope piece.
Thank you.
All right. His poet.
All right, Miss Lady. You brought it raw and real and burned up the mic. Excellent job.
Thank you.
That was dope.
Thank
yes.
God.
Absolutely.
I'm loving all these fresh pieces. That's what I'm loving. I'm loving all of these fresh, brand new written pieces, and they debuted here on Fly Speak on Thick. It's great and appropriate. This is going. You listen, I got to share this everywhere. Like, this is going to be dope. Check for the playback. It'll probably be on the event page. Thank you, Tina Shaw, already, because I know you're going to do it. Yo, that's fire. Fire. I love
Thank
it.
You.
I love it. All right. So, so here's what we're going to do. All right. So I was waiting for my 2020 twin to get up in here real quick because they have been listening. So what we're going to do is I'm going to leave your mic open. Right. I'm going to leave all the features open. Everybody who's open is going to stay open. And I'm going to bring in my sister, Seaway. 2020 twin.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Peace and blessings, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Can you all hear me?
Yes, you did hear me.
Hello. How are you? Oh, I'm good. I needed to hear a lot of what was going on tonight. I just needed something to take my mind away from everything else, and y'all did that.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
So, I've been, you know, Mo knows that my relationship with, all right, I'm not going to do that.
Whatever you want to do, just do. I'm just getting out the way. Whatever you going to do, just do. I don't even care. I already know what it is. Listen, I'm just going to be quiet. Go ahead. Do your thing.
His touch is a velvet chocolate whisper. The strength of every one of his thick muscles is harnessed by tenderness into slick, slow rotating strokes. From the tip to the base, he submerges his cocoa brown rigid into her moist, juicy black, while moans live a lifetime from low rumble to full cry. He holds her down every time he makes love in her till her mind breaks away. Gently, with both hands on her shoulders, pinning her to the floor, he holds her down. Whenever she needs it, he gives this to her. Whenever he gives this to her, she needs it. Skin to skin, there is nothing between them. Nothing else feels like this. Him inside her, their bodies touch, meet, become one loving rhythm. Something about the way she feels like earth and cloud at the same time sends him spiraling away from his world of concrete things. He can hold her. As sure as he can grip her sweet plumpness with his strong, wide hands, he can hold her. But the way she gives in his grip like sand slipping through his fingers, he always needs to reach for more, grab for more. He can never get enough of her. There is so much to her. The smell intoxicating as though he smoked her. Her voice so close in his ears as she whimpers sends chills quaking along his spine, rocking him till he cries out. She breaks down his every defense with her fullness, the way she softly undoes his power and makes him want to give her his whole life in deep, slow strokes. He breathes evenly. She breathes in between. Their inhalation, exhalation, cadence times the dance of their transfer. He slips his joy into her. She presses her caring around him. The cadence picks up time but never loses sync. They love each other in a giving circle that builds itself to a peak of concentration through which they become fused. He explodes into her implosion, and time stands still to witness the wonder. Peace.
Ooh. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just sit back. Flowers. Anybody can go.
Wow.
Anybody.
Wow. I'm out of breath. That was absolutely beautiful. My God.
Sis, that was genius. The way you captured both sides of love,
mm-hmm.
You expounded on his experience and hers. Did you say he smoked? What did you say? He smoked her? What? Wait, what? Oh, wow. That was phenomenal. Thank you. I love that piece. That was phenomenal. Thank you.
Blessings. Well, y'all,
it was beautiful. I love how each one played off the other. So it was beautiful.
Van?
Man, you know I'm a fan. This work right here is something else. You're amazing. The piece is phenomenal, and I enjoy listening to it. And you know, it took me someplace. You know, but you know, we just gonna leave that right there.
Appreciate it.
Man, so before we do anything, listen, sis, I'm not going to talk about it. You know how I feel about you doing erotic pieces. You always be putting the stuff. You know, I'm not going to do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm in a certain type of place spiritually. I can't sit here and do that kind of work, blah, 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 such and so forth. And I'd be like, nah, sis, you know what it is, you know. But
thank
you know,
you
see me rampaging,
anyway.
You see me rampaging around, like I'll be rampaging with it. Come on, you see the movement, you know exactly where I started from, so you know exactly what it is, you know. I always keep a space for my sis,
And I appreciate you, and you always give me space to do whatever, and I appreciate that so much. I love you, and I'm real proud of you. I mean, look at what you're doing. Awesome.
I try, but you know me. I just put my nose to grindstone. I don't really be looking up. I just be going. And so sometimes I go a little bit too much, but it's okay though. As long as I can make space. That's the important part. As long as I can make
that's
space.
That's it right there.
There will always be space. I'm never going to be like, okay, I'm this person. I will never be that person. I will never be a person sitting there resting on laurels. I cannot do it. It is not within me in any sense. So I'm going to stay as humble as I can because everything, this all goes away quickly. So I'll just leave it at that. So here's what we're going to do. All right, because I know that this is impossible, and it's already 10:54. And if you're listening within the sound of my voice, know that the Blog Talk Lady is coming in 6 minutes to cut your streaming off. You better call in now. The number is 319-527-6300. If you want more, because we're going to do this amazing speed round, and I'm going to show you how I arrange it. It's going to be really, really fucking dope. It's going to be nuts. And you don't want to miss it because it is going to be oft incredible. Like it's going to be sickening how dope this is because everybody in here is dope. Everybody. There's not anything slow or crazy about it, and nobody doing 10-minute poems. Clubhouse joke yesterday. Clubhouse joke yesterday. Nobody in here doing 10-minute poems. Say, hey, Joe, and it's not even, I'm not even clowning you, Joe. I'm not going, because, you know, it's different. Like somebody decided to do 3 poems. And then said, yeah, my hobby told me to do it. I was like, what? officially getting clowned in every room I'm in. Any room I'm in, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna open your mic because you gonna have to go to the crowd because you don't know how to do a poem and get off. You don't know how to do that. He's like, You felt it was good. All right. I see y'all rampaging in here. I see y'all. Now listen, if you just came in, you want a part of the speed round, right? There's no disclaimers. You just do the piece, right? No explanation, piece, right? All right. So because I see certain people came in here, no explanation. If you want, you got to press one now. You got to press it, because once we go, we'll go. Ain't no coming back to it. We're not coming back to you. We're done. All right, because I have, like, a kid, and he's, you know, and he's already rampaging around in the background. Y'all just don't hear it. But this is what we're going to do. We are going to hold our features first, all right? We're going to start with Janice, his poet, Lyrical Truth. I have a tendency to feel like we should have the ladies go first. Let the ladies go and let the fellows come in afterwards. So I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna check with you. Angel Kim, do you wanna read?
Sure, I can read.
All right, so I'm gonna put you behind for Seaway.
Okay.
All right. La Perla Negra, do you want to read?
Yeah, I'll read.
All right. Lisa Lips, do you want to read?
I sure do.
All right. Oh, this is shaping up crazy already. All right. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. hold on. Let me see. All right. Hold it. Let me go to open up these last couple mics. All right. Eric Cord 410, who master speaking?
510, dyslexia working fine.
Hold on. Eric Cord 410. I know it's you, just Jay. 410, who master speaking?
This is Jody. Rain.
Rain? Okay.
Rain.
All right, Ray. Okay, Rain. I see you. You know, and Venom was trying to sick me on you, like I was a rabbit dog with a rock poetry or something like that.
He was
going hard in the paint. He was going hard in the paint. I was like, I don't even know her. He's like, yo, go jump her. I don't even know who she is. All right, area code 815.
Gina Storm.
Gina.
Love, Bobby.
How are you?
Happy and glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I didn't know you was in the back listening, hanging out.
That's I made cool. it in the nick of, yes.
All right. And I know who Just Jay is, so I didn't have to know who it was because, you know, I knew who it was off the top. Now.
Oh, hi, all
right, so I got you. Hold on. I got to go through, get the ladies done first. So, oh, wait, I forgot. How did I do that? That's crazy. All right. So, matter of fact, we got 60 seconds. If you're listening within the sound of my voice, you have 60 seconds to get in here, right? It's 50-54. The number is 319-527-6300. If you're streaming, you got to hop in. Otherwise than that, the blog clock lady is going to be very rude to you in approximately 38 seconds, all right? So I'm just going to write the ladies down, and then I'm just going to run in order of the fellas from top. I'll call, matter of fact, the ladies, I'll call your name out, and you just do your piece. And then when you're done, say poem or end piece, let me know so I'll call the next person so that they know to go. No explanations, just go. It's going to be amazing when we get done, and plus, especially on the playback, it's going to be really sick, I promise you. All right? So, Rain, I'm putting you behind Lisa Lips, Gina Storm. You are after Lisa. Wait a second, what's going on here? Okay. All right. If you're within the sound of my voice, you have now made it to overtime. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe After Dark Chat, what we do. And we're about to have the most amazing speed round ever. And it's going to be good. And then, fellas, I'm going to call you one by one as we go down in a straight row. All right? So after Gina Storm, that should be it. Then, fellas, I'll just call you independently. And since we're honoring ladies and we're honoring curves, all right, we are going to start with essentially Janice. The mic is yours.
I noticed something about you. The way you allowed me to unfold, find my peace whilst sharing the space with you, and how that realization slowly warmed me, the slight smile that I wore grew comfortably. And I told myself that if I closed my eyes, I'd surely fall. So, instead, I exhaled until I knew how I wanted to thank you. The words were trapped behind my lips. You know how quiet I can be. But without any frustration, I just allowed my hands to speak for me, to whisper my thank yous. Up the center of your thighs, lingering at your waist, pausing for the permission in your eyes. You taste like those lines of poetry that are only shared privately. You feel like the tension building, shaken and trapped inside of me, and I'm amazed by how much release sounds like. Thank you. Thank you. And peace.
Can we have his poet?
Baby, lie me down on this extravagant domain. Kiss me from the crown of my head and make me feel oh so real that all of your spirit is engulfed within me. Take me to a place that is oh so majestic that your body and mine are conjoined as one even from a kiss. The kiss which has lasted all of last night and has migrated over into this morning. The kiss which held the beginning of this fortress, the feel of your body, so masterpiece laying inside me, hard and strong, unable to gain softness as we coil for all eternity. As you painstakingly take what is your rightful possession, as your tongue glides gracefully, exhorting the most reflection of love and lust for me. This circus of emotion has me screaming and crying because in unison you are penetrating my body and my soul, and until this day, to feel this has been mysterious, enduring this seductive passion which has utterly coasted every layer in my being. You taste like coconut milk and cherries. I lick my lips
and relax my muscles as you slip down my throat. I am obsessed with your finesse. My palate has grown quite accustomed to your aroma and your savories. Oh, like fine wine mixed with the ripest fruit you have drunk in my delight. I need no ice cubes for this delicacy.
Lyrical truth.
Intimacy. His intimacy sees me in a state of total vulnerability and craves to strengthen me in every area where I feel weak. He speaks calm to the chaos that past lovers have left to linger in my head and reminds me that every heartbreak has intimately led me to him, my safe place of restoration, adoration, and he reaffirms that it's okay for me to have expectations of him to love me, flaws and all. He's not afraid of intimacy with me. He's drawn to my bold nature, but because he's into me, he sees the softest side of me that I've tried desperately to hide. But he takes it, kisses it, in closeness and motion, and I don't want to miss it. It's like asking God himself what I needed, and he pleaded to be the one to be intimacy, and promised he'd never mishandle the gift, but he'd wrap his mind, soul, and body around it in a perfect bow to the world. He'll let them know he's intimacy. I've been waiting to be intimately touched beyond the physical craving, the mystical connection that my spirit knew existed and could be found in the simplistic glow of his words, his touch, his mind. He is intimacy defined. In peace.
The Seaway.
Before I met you, I had been configured by time and circumstance openly, ready and willing to receive, my flaws bared, my perfections glowing and extending in the shape of an open-ended question mark, begging me to reconfigure my history in its present, figuring in the cost, weights, and consequences of the past, projecting the measure, quality, and potential of the future. Before I met you, my tap had been opened, and you came with a bowl to catch my flow. First, you sized my space from afar, strategizing how to enter, finding a space to stand directly in my view, all in my in-betweens, my eyes, my breath, my breath, my legs, my thoughts, my steps that gravitated toward feeling anything real, infiltrating, seeping like liquid, permeating, soaking through fibers, inundating, quenching like salvation of precipitation. First, you held the bowl right under the spout, anticipating every drop, intending to miss not one. Your hands were steady. Then the tip of your magnetism pierced me through. The cutting edge of your dichotomy made the incision deeper, and out I began to pour, my insides tumbling outside, my journey revealing its direction. The life through my veins and phrases and pitches and stanzas and measures came cascading over the cliffs of my dimensions in falls of wavy surrender, crashing onto the rocks of my perceived reality below. Then flowing off in the currents of time mixed with timelessness and truth, being what it is, even if we don't know it yet, and us not being able to do a damn thing about it but surrender. Then I overflowed, the bowl you thought could hold me. I rushed over the sides, dripping down, down your gripping fingers, beginning to feel the slipping my wetness causes. For you, I am coming, closer to comprehensible. Perhaps every other word is intelligible. Perhaps some sounds are meaningful, and little by little the reason for this encounter becomes lucid. I am coming for you through rhetorical questioning that only requires the response of process in return. I am coming all over you, all around you, all about you, bathing you in the experience of me, designing rituals of ablution in honor of your subtextual telepathic requests for the moisture from within me. I am coming in pieces with each stroke of recognition and caress of seeping between us. Each time I fill your bowl, you simply know to bring another in peace.
Angel.
You know that saying, let the boys be boys? Well, it was those same boys that you were
always told me you were out with, but come to find out, you were with her, that crusty-ass, nappy-headed. How dare you allow someone to come between us when you claim that I was all you needed and you would love me and not hurt me? I should trust you. Yet the first sign of love, you were out the door, not worried about how I felt. And that hurt me. It hurt me to my core. I swore I would never let anyone get that close to me again. But here you came waltzing into my life with this suave-ass charm and this chiseled-ass frame, standing 6'8". Your smell was so intoxicating. Your touch tender. Damn, you had me questioning me. Before I could even fathom, I used to be this ice queen, turning people down, and all they could do was keep dreaming. I was the one who kept focused on my son and my career, never allowing anyone to come near. I still can't believe I allowed you to have that power over me. It was how you carried yourself, from the way you walked, the way you talked, and that damn smile. Wee child, it brought the schoolgirl out of me. I knew I should have just left you alone, and you should have been off limits, especially when I was fraternizing with the enemy. Our work romance seemed to take flight, and it was no longer about me, but about we. I spent way too many days daydreaming about your touch, wanting to feel your lips and how they lingered in my thoughts. See, I knew you was trouble at first sight when our eyes met. I found myself hanging on to your every word, but I should have known that you only wanted to keep me a secret and never wanted to be seen with me, never wanting to be out in public, not wanting to come by except for on your own terms. My trunk frame holds my thick thighs, and between that holds my treasure prize. But only a few men will ever admit that I am a true keeper. So, you know, I gotta let you go. As of today, I made a choice, and I choose me. I release you of any obligations you had, because obviously with me it's not where you wanted to be. So I'm going to reset, and I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to reclaim me in peace.
La Perla Negra.
This is my love song. How can you speak so soft as if you see straight to my soul? It's amazing that you just see me, not my skin, my height, my weight, my house, my clothes. My hair, I thought, would hide my thoughts, throwing strands of my heritage over the holes, which you once told me were the little bright and dark. But you still crept into my dreams as if I were asleep when we met. It's iconic how your love has become an everlasting sensation of insanity. You know I wrote this while looking in your eyes. Play it again. The contradiction of insanity is that I'm not looking for a different result. So if I'm not walking on clouds and counting sheep, I'm good with looking down on nine. Because my cloud is you. This is my love song. It's amazing how your energy has engulfed mine every day. The imagery of your image, I imagine, has crept into my dreams as I slumber deep. But I love this beautiful disturbance. This perfect imbalance has left an everlasting imprint on my life, just as my favorite color. I quiet my surroundings and my heart hears you say, play it again. And if I close my eyes in the midst of my quiet, I feel your kiss. You fill my life with an everlasting love. This is my love song. I said peace.
Lisa Lips.
So, here we lay,
sex funky, sweat glistening bodies in the afternoon sun. You thought you were going to have me like Janet singing, anytime and any place, I don't care who's around. I see you looking at me sideways, thinking we're going to have me digmatized, because I'm older than you and thick, and I should be sleeping, but instead I'm energized. It's you that's fighting sleep and don't want to give in, don't want to admit that the youngin' in you can't handle my panther within. You see, I wasn't even trying to have us end up here, but you kept pushing at me, kept putting that bug in my ear. So now you think you got me, because you put it on me good, flipped me like a pancake and gave me all the wood. But what you didn't know is, for me, it was nice, but I'm not hypnotized. You wanted to make me crazy for you, but real, you're pussy-tized. It's going to take about a week for you to understand, but you'll be back knocking on my door ready to go again. You'll tell yourself that you came by to knock me off real quick, but I got a plan for the next go-round that will stop that Roman dick. See, this time I let you think you were knocking me back out, but the real truth you don't know is deep inside my mouth. So next time when you come to see if you got bragging rights, I'm going to flip you over and give your ass love bites. See, you ain't running nothing when you come inside my door. You only do what I let you, nothing less and nothing more. So I'll let you sleep for a minute while I shower and change. I got things to do and places to go until you come again. I won't even ask you if you plan to come again. Too many questions on my part will let you think you win. Instead, I'll just let you get dressed and walk out into the night. I'll tell that lie. You'll tell that lie. I'll call you as you turn to say goodnight. But give it a week, and I bet you your mind will wander back. You'll wonder why I haven't called and asked you to come back. You'll think to yourself, I wonder if she needs a little taste. So you'll stop by and pretend you were just driving near my place. But this time, when I let you in, I have a little plan. I'll let you talk me into bed, then show you I'm the woman. I'm going to start under your neck and slowly work my way down. And when I put you in my mouth, I'm going to love that sound. See, you thought you did me good and showed me who was boss, but you ain't had nothing like me when you get your salad tossed. So not saying nothing else, I'll just let it marinate. Your pussy-tizing will continue when you show up for our next date. And peace.
Rain.
I let him fuck me. An ode to erotic poets. He fucked me. With his words manipulated and saturated in his lyrical twist, he spit that shit just like he knew I needed it. See, his metaphors twisted my limbs, placed my right hand on blue, my left foot on yellow, and my ass on red. And when he finished reading me, he slowly began to write me with a devilish grin, used his verbs to lick around my brim, fucked me so good, had me thinking he was motherfucking twins. Opened me like a fresh bag of weed, rolled me just right, now he's toking and poking, looped his rhythm in repeated motions, obliged my moans with scribes, flipping the script as my screams became cries. Give me more and hold it there, right there, he fucked me. And I felt his tip push my subscript, flicked and tongue-lashed my slit, trying to put me in a coma, earning his third diploma. He's the head of his class. He sucked those lips from the front to the back. He knows I like it like that. Found myself trapped by his uttered tones and deliberate moans, got me hypnotized under a spell, trying to spell his name, but with each thrust, he crushed my speech with his entity, silenced me as he whispered wet phrases upon my lines. He was unruled with his tool when he spooled my passion discreet, reached elevated peaks, daring to sex me beyond the thread count sheets. Undressed and pressed against the wall with thick, long strokes of molding me, and I'm taking it all. He fucked me. Better than the next. Bookmarked me with stencil text. Broke my binding and he warned me he was better than the rest. He challenged my test. He didn't have to study me. He knew how to stroke me in cursive. Straight line on a blank page. I said he knew how to stroke me in cursive. Straight line on a blank page. Saturated my beauty with knowledge. Fuck all overlay. He covered me with spades and now I look younger. He fucked me. Danced through my mind with subtle seduction. Tender fucking pleading to tease the depths of me using vivid imagery. Binding me to spaces with his similes. Unchained. He spanked me and thanked me. Suffocated me near death and resurrected me mentally. He fucked me, tucked me and lucked me in a four-leaf and clovered me, took his nouns and he probed me, putted me in the depths of my guts. He fucked me and strutted my stuff, wearing rain for display, swagged up, sporting a tag of owning me, boning me, bending me to the hip, boning me, inhaling my addiction with his diction, steadily spitting out. It's my flow he's licking, keeping me in the know. He fucked me right after he drew the lines. He pushed me in between and he fucked me with every undefined word never found in the dictionary. Symmetry, the damn mystery, as he balanced me on beams of never forgetting or regretting the way that I let him fuck me. That's rain.
Gina Storm.
When I was thinking about the word curve, all I could think of was, it's May the 4th, and I'm a nerd. And I was trying not to be that chick, but that's who I am in my core. So I caught the attention of a friend recently, and all they could say to me was, why do you downplay yourself? I said, what do you mean? They said, you have abilities that other people don't even see. You have kindness and goodness that you keep inside of yourself. And you feel like you would be ashamed, maybe, if other people could see. Like, no, that's not me. So I lowered my eyes. And the first curve that he noticed was my lashes. Makeup, no extensions. Just the ones that I was blessed with. The lashes that God gave me. The top row curling up and long. The bottom doing the same. Each of them touching my face. I've been hiding my eyes for quite some time. Sometimes I put my hands over my smile. I would hide it too. I'd lower my eyes so he could not look into them and he would see all the things that I was trying to hide. I just didn't want the only thing that he was interested in to be my curve. So this was like a dream come true. The next curve was my bottom lip. When I didn't get my way, he said, oh, really? Are we going to be the baby roll today? I laughed because I didn't realize that's what my face was saying. The next time, my top lip curled up, and he said, you mad at? I didn't even know I was doing an angry face. I know what I was thinking about when we saw each other, and I thought I had wiped it away. Y'all seen the movie Friday when he's wiping himself off and Craig is asking if he still looks high? Right, like that. Yeah, this is my friend. Like, he's a good guy. One of those people you can be transparent with. So a lot of times you have to see yourself through other people's eyes. I always thought that I had body parts that were disproportionate and that my curves weren't relevant and there was nobody who would be attracted to me the way that I would be attracted to he, because he would feel like I had some kind of deficit. You know, ever seen that girl that was top heavy but her booty was really little? Yeah, I'm working on that, but the real trick was to reduce my middle. Once my tummy was gone, it seemed like my titties were right and my booty wasn't wrong. I started seeing myself realistically. I would look at my curves in the mirror and I would wink at me, blow me kisses too, and I was loving myself finally. And all I could think was, oh, to that previously insecure me, rest in peace. That's it, y'all. In peace.
Poetic.
it was once said that I want to lick your funky emotions. Tonight I want to do more than lick as your body create wet, sticky devotions. I want to administer ministry to your core, slurp on your wetness to simply yearn for more. As you lap dance, your session replayed in my mind over and over again. I just want to trick your treat. You stay till you say when. And even though this current session isn't including any BDSM, your safe word can't stay lodged in your thoughts then. I will continue to use my pineapple calligraphy metaphors to turn you into my whore. Baby, no disrespect, but I'm going to make the most savagely disrespectful love to your body. You'll utter the word fuck as you got me into your mouth for extreme suction. I say slow down, no rush, we should enjoy this action. I look in your eyes as I enter your mouth and say wait, stop. I gently whisper savor and taste me like your favorite lollipop. Take as many licks as you need to get to the pre-liquid filling, because if I taste so good to you, you might have me spilling. More than that hot juicy cream from my rod, as I touch that little dangly thing in the back of your throat, you nod in approval, because the excitement of sucking and slurping sounds has you so wet that my fingers drown. But I'm determined to make you ooze by any means necessary, because for me it's hereditary. Now allow me to taste you as you tasted me, because my beard needs some moisturizing tea, hot and herbal, soothing and essential. Baby, your juices I yearn to taste, and none I will waste. Explode for me. I said explode for me. Allow me to be your pleasure knight in shining armor. Grace me with the release of your orgasmic tremor. In peace.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
BBW, what does it mean? Is it demeaning? Is it obscene? Descriptive of what? A pleasing personality? I can think of five terms in my reality. I choose only one, and that one applies to all. I can't categorize. It wouldn't be fair to y'all. Y'all meaning women, that's the W. B meaning beautiful, that's the first B, too. The second has no meaning. It shouldn't be there. With me, it's a repeat. Beautiful, beautiful woman, because I dare not separate not one from the many, classifying the thick, medium, and skinny, the dark, the fair, the foreign and domestic, singling anyone out. I totally reject this. If you choose to accept this, my opinion won't reflect this. I hold all women to a higher standard. Terms like these are, to me, just reckless. Don't put yourself down. They're enough to do that for you. Be a beautiful, beautiful woman. I do so adore you. Next artist.
Sir Lawrence.
The compliment. It was a gift of overflowing delight. Then, all the feelings for you suspended up there in the air, and he was so eager to share them with you that the moment he touched you and felt the degree of your rising temperature, it perpetuated a cataclysmic explosion of emotion. Sir Lawrence.
C double.
I'm not your boyfriend. I'm sorry for being different. I can't be caught up in your menstrual. Your spilling tea, snitching, giving evidence is too much for my mental. I am not your gay friend where you share what's confidential. I'm not your chosen fuck boy, desperate to have sex with you. Every day it seems like another episode, but I chose not to binge watch. Delve into your intricate plots. Your days of our lives isn't bold or beautiful, especially when I'm sampling Sussudio by Phil Collins in the studio. Don't mean to be ruthless, though. You need to loosen your hold. I stopped being programmed. I don't channel surf. I'm saying please cancel all the special reports. I understand truly, and I give you support, but I refuse to be that soundboard that you use me for. I'm not that talkative. respect. That's not how I operate. I'm not your date. So take me off your calendar. I'm making your long story short as I attempt to decapitate. I'm cutting scenes at the editor. I hope you connect the dots. Please give me peace. This is my medicine. Shut up. Let me speak. Stop correcting me. Your offenses are federal to where my headaches keep pounding. You whining and complaining. Do you hear how you're sounding? I really thought we had a camaraderie. But when you speak, I develop an earache. I'm not speaking out of sheer hate, but just stress me to the point I experience near death. I'm not going to walk in fear when you call me like telemarketers. But if you don't calm down, I'll be butchering on top of you off. I'm just in a race to spot the spot. I'm logical, and I won't let you and your emotional drama be my problem here. What you know for not being in the hospital, you got issues, take some tissue, and your drama with you. I'm not part of the code. Be like Sam and Marsha Brady and follow your nose. Because right now, you're like Fruit Loop, 8 children watching Blue's Clues. I ain't getting paid like Ileana Van Zandt and Voodoo. I'm truthful and brutal. You want to lose, so let folks call 1-900-GOD-DOO-DOO. And it's said to you from them. Red up on October 1, and his name is Hung Low. Love you, good to see you. We really know you got it. I'm not your boyfriend, love him. I'm not sorry. You're not my kind of girl. I added, why do I feel this way? Because I love it isn't. You need a man with seven. One minute. You got the gravity full of love in the beer, eating passion fruit after we kissed. You really want this? Huh? Are you sure it's me? Because I'm your man. I'm that person in the middle of the word romance. I invented the slow jam. So if you want a boyfriend, you get no chance because my moves as a grown man smoother than lotion, and this flows only from your grown ass. So record it and quote it back. This is as sappy as carnival tappy. Stick into your mattress. Now tell me, can you handle it? Then imitate it and get the taste of me in peace.
Just Jay.
Is love truly real for everyone or forever? Is it possible to say love is even possible? Or is it a mass hysterical delusion shared by the masses? A magnificent trick with all the smoke and mirrors. A slide of the hand poof of magic or undone at a whim. Or is love instead a delusion? A self-induced hallucination we convince ourselves is real, so we don't have to deal with the reality of our own flaws and shortcomings. Or is love like the lottery, and it's disposable, like a quick scratch-off, but we gamble it all for the Powerball. The scratch winners grasp at their minuscule winnings, but they dissolve by dawn, but yet, we keep playing the game. What do you think love is? For me, it's been all of these things. Love in my life has been my greatest disappointment. The magic trick where you see the strings and mirrors. It's a hallucination you can't wake from, especially when it's your nightmare. In your real life, love can be just one number off. In peace.
If I could right the sky, I would tell you the clouds to make way for you to stay so that you can shine. If I could tell you what the sky sounded like, the gentle whoosh of wind, the sun on your skin when these skies were made just for you. Stars only show their face when your eyes are closed, afraid to allow your beauty to unmake them. If my pen could illustrate the wind, it would cover you, covet you, tell you how you belong and never leave you lonely. It would be to blow the hair out of your face. Your smile would be the greatest blessing, the written lesson of earth that it is, the grows fetched fruit, the pursuit of peace, our bodies laying connected. Enters into warm soil, releases pleasure and seed to earth's warmth and trust, and then returns the dust. But your footsteps are enough to harvest fields of promise, blossoming with love. The sea asks you to return to me, since you may brave in the kisses of the moon, who raises the tide and once you enter refuses to behave. I know not the sun unless it comes from your kiss. I know not night unless it's you that I miss. The air that fastens itself to my soul is baited, awaited until you return. In peace. Now, I'm going to open everybody's mics. That was a hellified sound. That was I don't know. I'm just going to open everybody's mics. Although I had to mute people because y'all was laughing, y'all was doing stuff, y'all was hearing pieces. So we're going to talk about it in 5 minutes, and we're going to be off this thing because I violated my own rules. It sucks, but I loved
That's
how
right.
everybody was rocking.
One
right.
word.
Everybody was
Rain.
Rocking.
Jesus.
Listen,
yes.
Listen, everybody's over here. Wait. Who's area code 803 that I just added? Wait. Who's 803? Who's that?
It's Tanya.
Oh, you was listening. Okay. You was listening. You hopped in late. All right. So.
No, I've been listening this whole time. I didn't want to speak.
All right. Oh, that's what's up. Well, listen, I'm going to read some of the comments that was in my thing. All right. That was in the thing. So I'm going to run through them real quick. Damn. Oh, Nelly, I need therapy. This some old black belt level poetry I can't deal. I'm about to press charges on y'all. God must have been chilling me because I got kicked out. I'm going to have to listen to this playback. The other thing is, did she really say tall salad? You know who you are. I'm not going to mention your name. You know who you are.
Threw me off.
Okay.
She don't get that, man.
You know, mad people got kicked off.
It's the stroke me in cursive. That's for me.
Yeah,
right
the stroke
there.
Me
and curse. I'm the visible. Oh my God.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm really mad because I know everybody doing erotic poetry, people gonna blame me for this shit. And they always do, so go ahead, blame me. I already know. They're like, so we have Mojave to thank for this. Everybody got in here and was like, everybody's like, hey, you know what? I know it's open. Let's all be nasty. Come on, let's do it.
I'm gonna blame it on Venom. I'm gonna blame that on Venom because he's the one basically that gave you that reputation. I didn't really know you like that. So
No. My reputation is well earned. No. Wait.
Go ahead.
My reputation. Listen, it is. I can't run.
Very
from
much.
It. I try to run from
I ain't
it.
Mad at
I try.
You.
I try. People get at me all the time.
You ain't
running me all the
from
time.
Nothing.
I come. Listen. I come in a room.
Stop lying.
I just come in a room and everybody. I'm not lying. I'm telling you what happened. Every time I come in a
you
room, clubhouse, anywhere else, man. Everybody starts doing real nasty poetry, and everybody looks at me like I told people to do it. I'm like, I ain't tell people to do it. They just do it.
There's gotta be balance in the poetry universe.
Absolutely.
And we provide.
Right.
I didn't do nothing.
Okay, all right. So wait.
Done.
Wait.
I had a halo on too tonight.
I had a halo on too.
No, you didn't have no fucking halo on.
There's so many of y'all lying up in here tonight. Y'all met a backup band lying, Mojave lying.
I'm not lying. I told the story.
And I talked about Grace. Are you kidding me? What?
Wait. Hold on. Wait a second.
Halo had a Brazilian wax job.
Danielle. I allocated to my crime. I came before the court and admitted that I was a said criminal when it came to this thing, and that I would be blamed, and I understood that even if I said I was innocent, nobody would ever believe me. Therefore, I threw myself on the mercy of the
court. Worst alibi ever.
Okay. But the rest of y'all lying like y'all lying like a damn bug. Lightning can really strike this whole thing.
What?
Y'all
That's
playing.
I own it. Listen. I want to know why my sister did an incredibly sensual, poem that just super metaphorical. Bowls. I ain't gonna sit there, but I'm gonna look at you. I'm gonna look at James when I say I'm like, James, what's up with these bowls, bro? I'm gonna ask him. I'm like, bro, what's up with these bowls? Watch when I see him. I'm gonna ask him. I'm like, what's up with these bowls? You gonna have? I'm gonna be like, you have to explain this to me, bro.
Don't ask him that.
Y'all are the bomb.
Y'all
rained down with it. Oh my God, I loved it.
Special shout out to y'all niece, hey, Lil Queen, and you do that, man. You do that.
Okay.
Thoroughly impressed. Yeah, y'all niece is like rocking, man.
Listen. One thing we did forget to do, Van, we supposed to do the rundown for the week. We forgot about that.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration Paul Sampson and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl La Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here for... Whichever one of my hobby shows.
We doing war. This is the big show. This is Toxic Part Two.
Junior,
come in.
Matter of fact, it's gonna be in there. Matter of fact, Tanya, you know, can you do a nice little rundown of what we talked about, what we doing for the show?
What we're going to be talking about for toxic masculinity, or what we did before?
No. What we doing for toxic men? We talking about men's pain and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So we'll be discussing. We always talk about women's heartache and heart pain, but we know that men actually go through things as well. And so we're going to deep dive into toxic masculinity and how that affects men. And
what's these five for? This money the junior owe you?
Wait, somebody mute your mic.
Just mute your mic, man. We don't know about the money.
We need to learn to stop paying the bills off.
Hold on.
It's always good and fine.
I got it. Never mind. I got it. Never mind. I got it.
Got me wanting some fried chicken now. Out there, going.
So, yeah, join us next Tuesday. Yeah.
Woo. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about men's pain, but we're also going to ask the question, has a woman, we're going to split it into four different things because the sections are going to be crazy. But we're going to talk about toxic masculinity. We're going to talk about if women hurt men on purpose and the men's pain. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be really, really, really dope. It's going to be deep, though. But I'm warning, listen, if somebody's listening to the playback, listen, don't get up here and do something strange and convoluted, I'll cut your mic. I'm not playing with nobody anymore. Don't get in here. Don't whine. Like, yo, say the story. You can be emotional. Please be, feel free, but don't whine. Don't complain. And if you're sick, stay home. That's a specific message. It's a very specific message. And it's not that we like you. I'm just like, B. I'm like, B, you got to pick a struggle. You got to pick one. You can't be doing all that. And then turn around and be like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what that is. Anyway, that was it. Anyway, so I want to thank, personally, let me just run down the list. I want to thank everyone for coming out this evening, rocking with us here on Pippi Radio Presents The Hidden Fly Speak Feature Open Mic, Part 6, Thick, where we want to thank Thundercat, his poet, essentially Zanis, Lyrical Truth for coming through and rocking. And y'all, I want to thank Angel Kim, La Perla Negra, Poetic, you know, Lisa Lips. Oh, you crazy. I didn't know you was that crazy. I was like, wait a minute. I got to look at your ass differently now. Now I got to look at you differently. I had a high opinion of you. Now I know yeah, you can get it a little bit dirty. I know it. All right.
So it's higher now, right?
Yeah. No, actually, no, it's pretty low. It's like curb low now, obviously. Close, you know. It was close to the gutter on that one, but I liked it, though. I liked it. I like a little bit. Dirty's good. All right.
I flex a little bit every now and then.
Yeah, it was a good flex. It was a good goddamn flex. I did not see that
handle
shit coming.
Handle your damn business.
I did not see that coming. I was like, oh, wait a minute. All right, Joe, the verbal mind dancer, 2 weeks in a row. I got to mark that. Sir Lawrence, 2 weeks in a row. God damn it. Oh, this is some good shit. C-Double rocked out and stayed the whole show. Super dope. Because C-Double be out. He'd be like, yo, I got to do this and that's out. He stayed the whole show. I like that. My sis. Sis, I really enjoyed it. Thank you. And I'm glad that this is. And anything, anytime, anywhere, any place, I always have a space for you. No matter what.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's just
bro.
What we do.
Really, really appreciate That's... it. All of y'all. I bow down to all of y'all. It was awesome.
Don't worry. All the balance returned.
All right. And then Rain, Jody, I'm going to friend you, but I'm going to fight you at the same time because now I know why you said that. So now we got to fight. Now it's inevitable. I'll meet you in the alley. You know, make sure you put the Vaseline on your face the whole nine. Let's go.
All right. Take my earrings off too. Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right. We just fighting. All right. Shout out to
get
Gina
him, Jody.
Store.
Get him.
It ain't gonna happen. Nah, I got to come on in.
All I can say is better late than never. Thank you. I love the show. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you for coming through. Shout out
Thank
to
you.
DJ Shao for doing the page and rocking out and making jokes at the same time.
Yes.
I'm fucking hilariously laughing at shit as it was going on because she was making jokes in real time that y'all can't see. I was like, yo, that's fucking hilarious. And you know, and every time we hear some shit, we put some eyes up and stuff like that. Hilarious. Anyway, shout out to Tila Shaw for rocking us, doing this, everything else that's happening. Shout out to Just Jay. I'm not opening your mic because you was buying chicken and talking in the background like everybody was online at the same time. Nobody needs to know your business, but love you anyway. You're rocking. And then Tanya, I will see you next Tuesday. I will have the flyer done tonight, and we will program and get that done, and then we're going to press. We're going to send it through. We're going to talk to Quinita, and make sure that we talk to the ladies, get everybody on board, and make sure if you want to participate in the discussion next week, make sure that you are here early. Understand, we are only got like I'm going to a whole new format because we can't sit here and do certain things. So I'm changing all the formats on the shows to make sure that we can get through a lot of stuff a lot quicker, and that we can do fly stuff like what just happened. Did y'all really enjoy the speed round? Did y'all like that?
Yeah.
I've
never done anything
Absolutely.
Like that, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, y'all was so in sync with one another. This just went so smooth. It was beautiful tonight. Yeah.
Very nice.
Right. That's what I was
Lisa,
like asking. I was
Lisa
like,
did throw me off my game a little bit, though. You know, ending like that, and then I'm supposed to start without. Yeah, so thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, no, no. I'm just saying.
We couldn't tell.
I know I got to call some people who come on. The next Honey Dripper podcast is on the 25th. It's called Wet. Get your pens ready. Work it out. Do
Wet.
Talk amongst yourselves. Wet.
Rain.
Talk amongst yourselves. But get there early. We got a limited open mic. We only got 10 spots on the open mic list. If you want one, get your happy ass there early. I'm not doing registrations as per se for the thing yet. I kind of want to see what happens. I want to see people push their pens. I want to see everything else. I don't want to guarantee nothing. I'm just telling people there's 10-spot open mic space before the drippers come through and make a mess of things and get everything wet, because that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Now, if you're interested in finding out about our private shows, make sure that you talk to me personally. Do not talk to me online. Talk to me in my inbox. Call me. Do something else different. You will not know until you know. And if you're on Clubhouse, check us out on the 30th. We are doing a Quiet Storm. It is going to be super, super dope and fantastic and everything else. And buy a shirt if you like it. All right. Now, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm way over my time. Thank you for coming out. Y'all are all dope. Y'all are all super fly. Some of y'all fucked my heads up tonight. That's good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I got to watch you. And everybody else who's really around, we rock with them. I'll holler at you later. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming to a For Real Entertainment Network here on Epiphany Radio Universe. It is the place to go where no man has gone before with poetry.
Good night, y'all. Appreciate you.
Thank
y'all
for coming. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Blessings. You can bless me.